This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is time to ask the CLO. This is from Jacinda in Bowie. Jacinda writes, my husband was chatting away on his phone, and as he walked in, he said, okay, I'm walking in the house now, so I gotta go. I asked why he hung up, and he said so he could focus on me. I got tickled because he's a great liar. Is he a cheater too? That was
Well, now, hold on now.
That was good.
Hold on now. You got to give it to him on that one.
That was good.
Because I wanted to focus on you.
You like it.
What a lie. Immediately turned it into a positive. That's a, that lie, that's the one you want to tell.
Jeez.
Now, you lady, you got tickled because he's a great liar. That wasn't funny because now you're asking us. Not only is he a liar, is he a cheater? You know, I do, like, if I'm talking to one of my boys, I know how crazy we are. Hey, man, I'm finna go in the house, man. I'm gonna hang up now. Cause we talking crazy.
Right, yeah. My husband does.
You know, men do that. So that's not necessarily was a woman on the phone. Easily could have been a guy. Very, very easily.
But she put it out there that she's not stupid. Okay. She did put that.
You're married to a really great liar. You married him.
Give him his props.
You don't think you a little stupid? you don't see how a little bit might have creeped in. I'm just saying, let's not put it all on him.
Wow.
You know, you can't just do a series of things and then go all of a sudden, I ain't stupid. When you as like Kanye come out after this weekend and tell y'all, remind y'all again, he a genius.
He's a genius.
When y'all, what?
He is. That's what he said.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. You just moving on to John Paul in Chicago. John Paul writes, my wife and I almost had sex this morning, but she remembered an argument from 4 days ago and darn near pushed me off the bed. Why does she always act like she's over an argument, but then she'll bring it back up at the worst time? Why?
Boy, you must have just got married. You don't know that's how this works? you don't understand women.
Yeah, it's not over till we say it.
That's bro, right. There's no explanation for nothing they do. Ain't no book on it. That you've never... Have you ever heard the book, How to Understand a Woman? Where that book at? Me, Tommy Jr., we can't help you, dog. She pushed you off and you thought y'all was going to have sex this morning. Guess what? What was you arguing with her ass for 4 days ago when you knew you was going to want to have sex in a couple days? See how that worked?
She said, I ain't forgot. Get off me. Move.
We ain't even been up on them to get pushed off. We ain't even been open.
Like,
Man. I've been walking past my wife and got pushed. What happened?
Oh, well, John Paul. Oh, well. Yeah. That's life. Yeah. All right, moving on to Desmond in Talladega. Desmond writes, I went to get new tires, and one of the guys says he recognized me and asked if I'm Allie's husband. He said he hasn't seen her in a while, but she DM'd him recently. I skipped the tires and went home. Allie said they're old friends and the guy was doing too much. Should I go ruin his day like he ruined mine?
What? Well, how you gonna ruin his day? What is he thinking about doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You gonna go back up there and whoop his ass? What you gonna do up there? What? You gonna get a tire iron whooping your ass as she coming in? You go up there messing with people that change tires.
Uh-huh. We gotta get the tires fixed. That's what we got to do. That seems to be a problem. We shouldn't be. We shouldn't
but for
be
him
there.
To have the nerve
to bring
to
it
say
up,
that.
Yeah,
to say that to you, bruh, wow. You need to go check your wife.
He did.
Why not? I said you don't need to go check your wife. I don't know who you think you are. Well, you think so little of me, you gonna share that information with me? Right. I'm gonna make you wish you hadn't opened up your damn mouth right there. It ain't no should I go back down there and ruin his day. Hey, man, right. Who you talking to?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Who you think I am? Uh-huh. You gonna just say this to me? Nah, I ain't seen you in a while. I DM'd your wife. Dog, right there. Right
well,
there,
DM'd
I'm telling you.
Him.
Right there. Huh?
You said I DM'd your wife. She DM'd him.
Oh, the wife DM'd him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The wife DM'd him, and the wife said they're good.
But you telling me that, though.
Yeah, no. He's wrong for telling him that. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, well.
Either way, I'm going to deal with what I got to deal with at home. But right now, you know, this little nah, moment you having.
Yep.
This finna backfire. Yeah, you know, your girl DM me. Fuck! Hey, bro.
I'm gonna put this Goodyear tie on your ass.
I'm gonna be here. Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna need a coupon to get me off you. All right?
Coupon?
You're gonna need a tie sale. You're gonna all right. You can sell all these tires because I'm gonna cut all of them. Come on.
All right, last one, Steve. Last one. This is from Fatima in Palm Beach. She writes, I'm 48 years old and dating several men. I was only sleeping with one of them until recently. Now I see why men love having more than one partner, because variety is most definitely the spice of life. Why are women frowned upon for this?
Because it's double standards. Because it's double standards. I didn't create it.
For sure.
They've been in existence. I remember my father told my sisters one time, you can't do what I do and still be a lady. Mm-hmm. You know, I got what you like, but now you test driving. Once again, women, don't get in the test driving business, because all you going to end up is drove.
Alrighty.
So when they find out, I mean, you can like, look, you got the power. It's your body. You can do what you want to do. Go ahead. You can make that choice. This is the world we live in now. But now when they find out, and if they find out,
if
you know.
It's
hard to do more than one man. God. Because y'all have a tendency to care. See, you can't. Y'all don't do it like men.
Oh, you trying to say catching?
Y'all actually start caring for somebody. You got bigger. You got
to
put your clothes on. Just carry your ass home.
Thank you, CLO.
We're making eye contact with me. Why are you looking at my eyes?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
true crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.